My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Grace, peace, joy, faith, love, Dr. V.
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Dr. V. You are tuned in to Love Your Making here on Josie's Inspirational Network. It is 2020 and we are still here, which means we have something amazing to do in the kingdom. I call it Insight 2020 year for me. And my scripture that I'm standing on all this year long comes from Acts, the 20th chapter, the 20th verse. So I want you to hurry up and get your Bibles so you can hear me explain how excited I am about standing on this scripture for this year. While you're getting your Bibles, I'm just going to go ahead and pray, okay? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify your name. Truly, this is your day that you have made for us, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for making us, molding us, shaping us, establishing us, putting us forward, oh God, in your kingdom work, backing us in every way. God, what you do for us, we simply cannot do for ourselves. We do love our making because we know that your hands are on us. We're at the potter's wheel. We're not maybe enjoying every spin, but we know every spin is for our good. So thank you, Father, for all that you do for us. Anoint Dr. V in this broadcast to bring forth the word that would encourage the body of Christ, the kingdom of God, leaders, sage leaders all over the world. And we thank you in advance for doing so. Again, you tune in to Love Your Making. I am Dr. V. This is the year 2020 of our Lord, and we are so excited. Can I tell you excited? We are so excited to be here. Now, I told you, I'm standing on a particular scripture, which I dearly touched my heart when I discovered it. It comes from the book of Acts, Acts 20:20. Here we find Paul doing his thing. Commentary says, Paul begins his farewell to the elders of Ephesus by recounting his own work among them. He said this, and when they had come to him, he said to them, you know, from the first day that I came to Asia, and what manner I always lived among you, serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears and trials, which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews, how I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly from house to house,
testifying to Jews and also to Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to go back to that middle part. He said, how, Paul talking, a leader, how I kept back nothing that was helpful, nothing that was useful, nothing that didn't build you up, nothing that didn't warn you, nothing that didn't instruct you, nothing that didn't correct you, nothing that didn't keep you built up. I held back nothing, but rather I proclaim, and this is all what the gospel does, I proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly. I didn't go in a secret place, but I taught you publicly from house to house, testifying to both the Jews and the Greeks. Why is that so important? As I begin to close out the year 2019, I begin to ask the Lord, Lord, you know, forgive me if I have gone too far with my own agenda, what I thought you wanted me to do, and not been on the one, not been targeted, not been precisely, not being in the middle of the will and the way of what you have called me to do. And I declare that I don't want to move into 2020 having my own way, doing my own thing. I don't want to miss you. I want to be on the mark. I want to be so in your perfect will for my ministry, for my personal life, for my business life, whatever you have set my heart to do, whatever you have ordained for me to experience, I want to be in the middle of that. So I asked him to fine-tune me personally and fine-tune me in the ministry, fine-tune me as a leader, fine-tune me as a counselor, fine-tune me as a mother, a grandmother, a friend. And in every area, I didn't want to leave anything out. Much like the same passion that Paul was saying here, I didn't leave you anything out. I gave you everything. I taught you everything that was helpful. And so I'm saying, God, fine-tune me because it's going to be helpful for me to be able to proclaim your gospel clearly. And that is, I can clearly say, stand flat-footed and say, I'm walking in the will and the way of the Lord. Jesus would often say, I come to do the will of him who sent me. My meat is to do his will. I only say, you heard me say that all last year, I'm still there. I only say what I hear the Father say. I only do what I see the Father do. That's my heart's desire in every area of my life, because I'm not just a leader for church. I'm not just a leader in the community. I'm a leader in my home. I'm a leader in my own, you know, temple. Yeah, God, following after Christ, you know, and in the certain will of God. Amen. So as I encourage leaders, and I believe that God is continuing to help me to do so in 2020, I want to be in the heart of God in the same passion that Paul was here in the 20th chapter of the book of Acts. I want to really be found declaring, just as he declared, when I'm with you, when I'm declaring the gospel, when I'm proclaiming the gospel from house to house, I don't want to leave anything out that's helpful to you. I want to give you all of the God that I have and make sure that I'm not blocking more God to get to you, right? That's just how I feel about it. That's just the way I feel about it, Dr. V. So when I think about framing the ministry, according to God's perfect will and his way, I want to again is in this place, reminding the elders at Ephesus that while I was with you, I held nothing back. So in order for me to do that, I have to make sure that I am open to God's direction. Scripture says, lean not on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and he will direct your path. And we find Paul on his journeys, God directing his path. When we read on down in this 20th chapter, he says, you know, listen, I know that it has been prophesied that what's ahead of me is going to be challenging. It's going to be life-threatening, But he said, none of these things move me. I want to encourage leaders today that when you're moving in the will and the way of the Lord, even if we're going to be prophesied as a leader, you're going to go through some things. You're going to be attacked. You're going to be ridiculed. Your life is going to be a bounty on your head. In order for you to do the will of God, you're going to have to walk through some treacherous places. You're going to have to deal with some, you're going to have some dire circumstances. But Paul, no matter what he was going to face, the Holy Spirit led him to know he was going to face some things. But he simply said, none of these things move me. In other words, I'm not going to pull back. I'm not going to go back. I'm not going to turn around. I'm not going to take a detour. I'm going to face whatever I have to face in order to do the will and the way of the Lord. Same thing that Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane, not my will, but thy will be done. If this cup could pass, yes. Why? Because he knew how painful the cup was going to be. We need leaders today that will embrace the cup that God has given them, just whatever is in it. You know, how bitter it might be, how painful it might be, how challenging it might be. Go ahead and drink. Because in the end, Paul knew where he was going to end up. Yeah, he knew, and you should know too. Listen, after we have suffered for a little while, then God has a place for us. We have to believe in the whole word of God and what God promised. He promised us that no man or woman who's left houses and land and the good life, the relaxed life, the easy life, whatever that life might have been, to do his will, that they not be rewarded when in this lifetime and in the lifetime to come. I'm just saying, at 2020, Dr. V has endeavored to get this insight about this decade that we're entering into. I wanted to enter into this decade with the mindset that, again, I come to do the will of him who sent me. My meat is to do his will. And in my ministry, whether it's in my home, in the community, or in the church, or in the kingdom, globally, worldwide, that I'm not going to keep anything back that's helpful. What does that mean for me? It means I'm going to have to dig in more and more and more in my word, in my prayer life, in my time developing myself as a leader. As a matter of fact, this coming weekend, I'm going to travel a couple hundred miles from where I live to be in 3 days of leadership training with some sage leaders from across the country, and listening to God with them in prayer and being instructed of how to be a better leader myself. Yes, yes, I teach leaders, but guess what? I study leadership. I submit myself to training and correction and guidance and mentoring. Yes, Dr. V, listen, I'm being led by the Holy Spirit, and I'm being open to those who he leads into my life to help me to be sharper, to be fine-tuned, to be a better leader. So that when I instruct, when I proclaim, when I encourage, when I counsel, when I encourage you and provoke you to be a good leader and do good works and love as a leader, I'm not doing it from a place of a novice. I'm doing it from someone who has submitted themselves. The Bible says to what? Study to show yourself approved. A workman, a woman that needed not be ashamed, but rightly in the word of God. I'm not only studying his word, but I'm praying his word. I'm living his word every opportunity I can. I know that if I don't live squarely in this word, I'll live outside of his word as a leader. And who will stumble at the light of my leadership, at the visibility of my leadership, except those who are watching, those who are standing by, those who God has given me charge to encourage, to edify, to teach, to grow in ministry. So it's a great responsibility. And here we find Paul in Acts the 20th chapter taking on that responsibility full-heartedly and then telling you how he's handling it, how he's handling that business. Listen, I'm not going to hold anything back that's helpful for you. I'm going to proclaim it from house to house. I'm gonna share it with everybody that's in my sphere of influence, including the Jews and the Greeks. Question for you. Are you being selective about who you share the gospel with? Are you sharing the gospel with only the saved? Are you sharing the gospel with those who don't know him? Are you sharing the gospel with other religious faith? Are you sharing the gospel with those who don't know God to be God at all? Yeah, that's the go ye in Matthew. Go ye into the hedges and highways. Go ye into the world and teach, Jesus said, what I have taught you. So, yes, with an evangelistic thrust in 2020, my insight is to, listen, go to the Jews and the Greeks. Go to all of Jerusalem and Judea and the uttermost parts of the world. You know, I look forward to some great trips this year to Ireland and to Greece to minister back again in London. I'm excited about that. I want to go to places where the gospel has not been heard, and I want to preach the gospel, and I want to hold nothing back. I want to continue to encourage and grow up leaders. You know, that's what I want to do, but I want to do it what? God's way. So I think it's a good time, leaders, as we end it successfully 2019, as we embrace 2020, that we get a proclamation, a declaration, a resolve, or wherewithal, a mindset, whatever you want to call it, to where we're going to be so determined to not keep anything back that's helpful about the power of the Word of God, the gospel to transform lives for the kingdom of God, for the glory of God. We want to do it God's way, which is with love. Okay, back to that love thing, right? We love our making by loving our God. We love each other by loving our God. We encourage each other by loving our God. Why? Everything goes back to, if you don't have a love affair with God going on, if you don't have a love affair with God truly in every sense of the way, you know, those that we love, we want to please. So I want to be a God pleaser. Not just a God chaser, but a God pleaser. I want to be found pleasing in his word. I want to be found obeying his word. I want to be found shifting my own perception so that I can get his perception. Jesus was very clear about that when he said, not my will, but thy will be done. He might as well said, listen, not my insight, but his insight. Not my opinion, but God's opinion, God's truth. Not my way, but God's way. You know, in other words, I don't own it, but I'm steward of it in my life, if that makes sense. I'm excited. I'm so excited about this year, standing on that scripture, standing, being, dwelling in that place. There's some other scriptures I'm going to introduce to you at our next broadcast that builds on this Acts 20:20 that helps me with the resolve that I'm not going to hold anything back that's helpful. So that the messages that you heard last year, 2019, they were great messages. I tried to encourage you in leadership every way I could. I employed Ziglar, I employed John Maxwell's work, and of course the Bible. I mean, this year you're going to hear me in a more intensified way begin to challenge us as leaders to say, what are you holding back? What, you know, we get to a place because I'm just going to say it, because we're trying to build, that we overlook things. We don't correct. We don't instruct. We don't rebuke. We don't, you know what I'm saying? We just let people be. And so if you let people be and stay in their own mindsets, that's holding things back, because Jesus never encountered a group of people that he didn't change their mindset toward the will and the way of the Lord. When they left that 3-day revival with Jesus, after he had fed the 5,000 with the fish and the loaves and had the fragments left over, those people had left, they left that place with a mindset changed toward the heart of God. I believe that. Scripture just is so full of the intention of what that 3-day time was. I don't believe Jesus held anything back. And when he emptied himself out of everything that was helpful for those people, then they began to feel hunger. Then, after he felt them spiritually, he fed them physically. But he changed the mindset of the people. I believe that message was all about that. And I want, for 2020, my messages to be all about emptying out and not holding anything back. That's all about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, all about who God is in our lives and who he wants to be, his deep and abiding love, his truth that sets us free. I'm committed to that. I'm not committed to building buildings. Building buildings is fine. Brick and mortar is fine. But I'm committed to building a people. I'm committed to building leaders. I'm committed to that. And I believe that God can trust my heart in that place. And so my question for you as a leader today, can God trust your heart with Paul as he did with Jesus? Can God trust your heart or the heart of his people with you? Let me reframe that. Let me make it very clear. I'm asking you this question as a leader. Can God trust your heart with his people? Because I believe that that's what he did with Paul. Paul wrote so many letters in prison. When he penned those letters, you know, God was trusting his heart to communicate to his people what was needful, what was helpful for them. And he testified to them. And he moved them to a place of repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. At the end of the day, God doesn't want you to boast about how big your cathedral is, how many stained glass windows you have, how big your parking lot was, you know, how much the offering was. He wants to know, did you preach a gospel that caused people to repent toward him and to have faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ? That's right there in Acts, the 20th chapter, the 18th to the 22nd verse. And let's review that again the next time we're together. We can do that, right? Yeah, we can do that. Listen, I missed you over the holidays, but I'm glad to be back with you. In 2 weeks, I'll be back with you again on Thursdays around the 5:00 Central Standard Time, however they have us on. But I'm so excited about you hearing the voice of God through me as we embrace loving our making in the year of our Lord, the decade of our Lord, 2020. You're here. That means you still have purpose. And I'm so glad you're here. Continue to pray for me. I will pray for you. I want to leave you with this prayer that might encourage you at the beginning of the year 2020. Get a resolve. Get a resolve. This is the first 10 days of the year. Get a resolve that you're going to gravitate toward, be satisfied with, long for the will of the Lord to be done in your life, as Jesus Christ asked us to do or showed us to do in his resolve toward God. He says, listen, I only want to say what I hear the Father say. I only want to do what I see the Father do. Father God, we just thank you for the opportunity to live and move and have our being with you. We thank you for your making of us. We are not making ourselves, but you are making us. And we thank you for the yielding of our minds, our souls, and our spirit toward your making, Father God. It is not a light thing that you would give us a responsibility to lead your people. We are the sage leaders that you're calling for in these end times. And in these end times, we want to be found being trustworthy with you, Father God, and being responsible to what you call us to do. As again, Paul, our mentor today, says, listen, I'm not going to hold anything back. Help us to not hold anything back that's helpful, even in our own personal development, Father God, as leaders, and especially to those that you've given us charge over. It's not a light thing, oh God, that you would use us. It's not a light thing that you would call us into this glorious kingdom end time work. And we don't take it lightly, Father. We ask you to, again, do in us what we cannot do for ourselves. That good work that you started in us, that you're faithful to complete it, oh God. And we want you to complete it, oh God. We want to be fine-tuned in your will and your way. We want to be found in the middle of your love, in the middle of your wisdom, in the middle of your sharing the good news for the people of God so that they might grow, not only the Jew, but the Greek, and to all the people that you created all over the world. Father God, you said that Jesus would not come until all the gospel has been preached throughout all the world. And so make us a part of that assignment, Father God, in a most effective way, in a most meaningful way. And Father, certainly make sure, oh God, that we're not left out of the process. Father, you're an amazing, awesome, wonderful, glorious, faithful God, and we love you dearly. Thank you for loving us, and thank you for giving us an opportunity to love others through you, Father God. It is not a small thing that you would choose us. You first chose us, and Father God, help us to choose you every day, especially your will and especially in your way. We love you so much, Father, all over the world. Let us be the conduit that your love will flow through, and we'll be grateful and thankful for it all. And it's in your Son, Jesus, the Christ, name we praise you and we pray. Amen and amen. This has been Dr. V. This has been Love Your Making. Stay tuned to our future broadcasts, and also stay tuned.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on what side of the world you are on listening to my voice today. This is Benita DeReese with Create Your Own You. And as I always say, become the person who you want to be and don't become the person someone wants you to be. You know, I always take that because I like that saying, because a lot of us always, you know, we always just try to please other people. We always want to make other people happy, but we never really pay attention to what exactly what we want out of our lives. So like I said, just always be the person that you want to be and not for someone else. So I hope everyone is having a fabulous day. I hope people are having a lot of positivity going on in their life. I know, you know, with everything going on, the world being kind of shut down, and we're not able to travel, we're not able to go outside to the grocery, well, we can go to the grocery stores, but, you know, to the restaurants, bars, or sporting games, and, you know, things of that stuff that we were so used to going to all the time. You know, it was just so normal for us to just, hey, let's go to a baseball game, let's go to a basketball game, or even go to your kids' little league game. You know, this summer, a lot of people are missing out on a lifetime of an opportunity. You know, some of the people that were supposed to graduate from eighth grade and move on to ninth grade in high school, you know, they're missing their graduations, they're missing their prom, they're missing, you know, their class days, and, you know, they're missing this point of their life that was supposed to be so special to them, and now that they'll probably never, ever get to see them walking across the stage, especially if it was for grammar school, your last year in high school. You know, you may be the first person who graduated from college, and, you know, you won't get that walking across the stage feeling. But you know what? Even though that's the negative part to all of it, don't even look at it like that. Look at it as if that, you know what, you completed or you got through a major hurdle, a major goal. You know, you actually graduated from something. You graduated from the eighth grade, and you're going to your high school. You graduated from high school, and now you're going to college. You know, you graduated from college, and you're going on to maybe a master's degree or a PhD, you know, going to, from a master's to a PhD. You know, you all of that are really as an accomplishment that, you know, you got to say, okay, I went to school for 4 years, and I, you know, I worked so hard and was so stressful, and, you know, you had those late nights and everything, you know, you didn't think you could make it, but in reality, what happened? You made it. You know, just because you weren't able to walk across that stage doesn't mean you didn't accomplish something. You accomplished an educational goal. You accomplished some things that many people have never even done before. You know, a lot of people don't have the opportunity to even go to school. You know, a lot of people don't even have the opportunity to go to school and enjoy their school atmosphere. Some schools are, you know, very brutal. They're not clean. You know, there's no food, good food or running water in certain areas. So be grateful for what you have and how you accomplished it, because you weren't able to do that graduation, it don't mean that you're not accomplished. And I see a lot of people on Facebook or social media saying, oh, my son and daughter, you know, they're not able to graduate. COVID-19 just messed up everything. You know, you really can't even look at it like that, because life is still going on. Your son and daughter has woke up today. You know, you're able to see your son and daughter, your son or daughter, or how many kids that you may have. You're able to actually get that diploma in the mail. You know, you can, you know, dress your son, daughter, or who, you know, niece, nephew, whoever's graduating, have them put on their graduation gowns. Take pictures. Do a video of, you know, play the graduation song that everybody plays, you know, and do a ceremony of your own in your own house. You know, you can have mom and dad, whoever live in your house, mom, dad, maybe grandma live with you. Maybe you got some cousins that live with you, your brothers and sisters, and set it up like a graduation. Put out some little folding chairs. Make one of your little tables into a little stand, like, you know, the principal or whoever's doing the graduation might stand at. If somebody just do like a house graduation. So you got to look at things like that. You got to understand that just because it's not the actual graduation, don't mean you can't have a graduation at your home. You know, just think outside of the box on what exactly you can do to have that graduation if you need with your son, daughter, or whoever is graduating. So I want to give a shout out to all the graduates of 2020 all across the world, because, you know, they're not getting that experience. But you know what? I am very proud of you. I'm pretty sure your family members are very proud of you. And that's what really counts, is your family member say, hey, you did it. We got this. You got this diploma. What are you going to know? What's next? So always look at what's next. So, you know, while I've been off work for about 8 weeks. About 8-9 weeks. And since I've been off, I didn't look at me getting laid off of work as a bad thing. I really didn't look at it that way. I looked at it in a way to where I can sit down, I can relax, I can learn a new skill, which I've been doing. I've been taking some certifications online. I've been, you know, just trying to see, just, you know, just actually enjoying this time off from work and enjoying my family and enjoying just being home. Had a lot of, you know, got house repairs I could find, you know, get done. So, with me being off work, I kind of took advantage of the situation. And there's millions of people right now out of work across the world due to the COVID-19. A lot of places are shut down still. Some places are opening slowly but surely. They are opening. But, you know, take the time now to just say, what can I learn new? What skill or what did I always want to do to learn in this time? Because what you don't want to do is get depressed. You know, you don't want to say, oh, I'm just waking up to another day, or I can't wait for this to be over, or I'm ready to go to the movies, or any, you know, you have to start thinking about how you can participate in this current event to make you a positive individual or to uplift your spirits. So, you know, like I said, I've been wanting to take finance courses and things of that nature for a very long time, but never had the chance to do it. I mean, I've always looked into finance, always been following the trends and things of that nature, but I never actually dove into it. So, you know, right now I've took the time out and said, hey, let's get some certifications under your belt while you're off working before you go. So think of something that you've always wanted to do. You all probably always wanted to go to school for nail tech. There are some schools online that's teaching the theory part of the nail tech. And then when school's open, you'll be able to do the hands-on portion. There's schools, culinary schools. You know, culinary is pretty much a hands-on activity, but there are schools that's opening up to do online school for the theory part of it, get all the theory part and out of the classroom time out, so when they go back into the school, they'll be already ready to just be in the culinary, into the kitchen. They'll spend most of the time in the kitchen instead of some time, you know, some of the time that you used to spend in the classroom. So there are so many things out there online that you can look into and think about what you want to do. If you're already a barber, or if you're already a hairstylist, or you already do nails, you know, anything that you, if you already do, see what certifications out there that you can upgrade yourself. Maybe you want to add dermatology. It's probably some classes you can learn, you know, skin removal or things of that nature that you can look to do online and not necessarily have to be in the classroom right now. There's a lot of things right now online where you can say, hey, this is interesting. I never thought about being a massage therapist before, but they're doing part of it online right now. And let me sit and do the online portion of it. So when doing, just trying to get people right now with, you know, thinking more positive, wanting people to be more creative with what with what's going, more creative in this situation. You know, I have a cousin who loves crafts. She's already making 4th of July wreaths to put on the door. Her daughter's birthday is the 4th of July. So she's already in her house making 4th of July door wreath that she's going to put up on her house. She's going to put up on her daughter's house. And she's making these other pretty little 4th of July decorations. Now we're in May. 4th of July is a few months away. And she's already, you know, doing her 4th of July decorations. So stuff like that, you know, you're crafty. Do things that can, you know, holidays are coming up. If you know you make things around Christmas time, start making it right now while you have the time, because by the time Christmas comes, 9 times out of 10, you will be back at work most likely. Your jobs will, you'll be back at work. A lot of people will be back at work. So right now is the time to focus on you. And here are some things that I'm thinking that maybe you can do with, you know, just trying to reinvent yourself. You know, number one is reevaluate your life. You know, look at things as such as your health. Do you need to lose weight? I know a lot of us can shed some pounds, especially after we get done with sitting in this house for the next month or so, whenever they say we can go outside, as, you know, so what some call normalcy. You know, a lot of us going to gain some weight, so why not start an exercise program now and while you're at home, so when you were able to be outside and plug outside around people, you already have the exercise regimen going. You don't have to do anything strenuous. You know, in the morning time or whenever you feel like, morning time is best. I say get things done in the morning time, especially when it comes to exercising. You know, get up, stretch, maybe do 25 jumping jacks, maybe do 25 crunches, maybe, you know, add 25 leg lunges. You know, do do simple. You don't have to, you know, people think of working out, they think they have to do things so strenuous. And you really don't. If you got a couple of cans, put one can in each hand and do some arm lifts. You know, you don't have to have a gym, you have to have gym equipment. Go in a cabinet and get a couple of cans and just do some arm lifts. Just start some type of a exercise regimen so, you know, when we come out of this pandemic, we're not, you know, 20 and 50 pounds overweight. You know, reevaluate your relationship. You know, right now is the perfect time to reevaluate your dating situation, because right now if you're in the same house, you're spending a lot of time together. And you're learning a lot more about this person. Now, if you want to be with this person, I'm not saying for married people, if you want to get a divorce, anything like that, I'm not saying that. In those cases, you might want to seek counsel with your pastor or some a marriage counselor or something along those lines. Keep that marriage going. But, you know, if you're just, you know, not married to somebody and you just knew you wanted to, you know, the thing about relationships is we know when a relationship is over, but we still continue to be in it because we're comfortable in it. And that's the wrong thing to do. So when if you're in one of those relationships right now, that relationship, you know, you guys may need to go different paths, because I'm pretty sure you're finding out a lot of things about each other that you probably didn't know because you're up under the same roof for almost 24 hours a day. I already talked about education. You know, education is don't have to be going to college. Education can just be going online and just researching a topic that you may want to know about. You don't even have to pay for this. You just go on Google and say, let me find out about the hotel industry. You know, you can find out a whole lot of information about the hotel industry. You may want to work at a hotel. You may want to be the front desk clerk. You know, you can find out everything you want to know about the hotel industry if you pop it in. Next thing, you know, you want to get into your spirituality. You know, a lot of people are getting more and more into it because we're at home, we're watching our church services on TV. You know, I know a lot, you know, I see on Facebook, oh, I can't wait to get back into church. I want to really, you know, physically be in church. But, you know, guys, until then, we have to continue to watch it on TV or on social media or however you're watching your services on for church. But, you know, you want to make sure you stay connected and not drop off, because that's an area where you're going to strengthen. Right now you're probably strengthening your life even more because you're actually now paying attention to, because it's online and you have no distractions. Sometimes when you're in church, there's a lot of distractions and you're not really paying attention. But right now you're probably getting a little bit more out of your online service because it might be just you watching the TV, or it may just be you on the computer. No one's around you, so you're getting a lot more than what you sometimes would have gotten when you were going actually to church. So you want to just, you know, reevaluate your life in a couple of different areas. You know, like I said earlier, start something new. You know, I firmly believe in learning something new every day. You know, learning something new every day is something, you know, you cannot stop learning. That's one thing. You cannot stop learning. A lot of people feel after they get out of college or out of school that they don't need to learn anymore, you know. And in actuality, we need to continue to learn on a daily basis. Even if we're in the, you know, you got to think about it. If a doctor stopped learning, if he graduated from med school and he's been let's say he became a brain surgeon, and he was a brain surgeon for the past, let's say, 4 or 5 years, 6 years, don't you think within those 4 or 5 years, 6 years, he's probably been to certain conferences, he's been to he's keeping updated on information regarding the brain. He's keeping updated on new technology. He or she is keeping updated with new technology. They have to do a continuing learning process because the body, and with everything going on in the world, it changes, you know. You never know how you're going to get some type of disease, and the doctors need to figure out how to get, you know, help you with this, or any, you know, cancer or any ailment, they need to know how to help you. So they must stay in learning mode at all times, and that's the same for you. just because you may be, let's say you might be just a corrections officer, you know, you just go to work and you're just pretty much watching inmates all day. That don't mean you stop learning, because you still probably want to learn some laws. You still probably want to stay updated with the state regulated guidelines for prisoners. You want to stay updated with any bills, new laws or new bills that have passed. You must continue to stay learning in whatever field that you are in. You know, we just don't want to just, you know, not feed the brain. Feeding the brain is so important to keeping that brain muscle going. You know, and like I said on previous radio shows, you know, getting up every morning, putting positivity in your mind, speaking them out loud, because it feeds the brain to be more positive. It feeds the brain to look for the positive things that goes on throughout the day, more so than it will look for a negative situation. And then if a negative situation do come up, the negative situation you'll be able to handle much better than probably what you would be been able to handle probably 10 years ago. You would probably handle another situation, cussing and swearing, yelling and possibly fighting and things of that nature. Now you don't put so much positivity into your mind that when it comes up, you know, you say, you know, you might say with that negative experience, okay, you know, I apologize, sorry for that. You know, you may be the person that apologized now. So you must continue to feed the brain on a daily basis all the time and make sure that it's more positive stuff that you're feeding the brain. You know, challenge yourself. Challenge yourself to things that you I'm sorry. Challenge yourself to possibly learning, when you learn a new stuff, challenge yourself to make sure as you're learning something that you, first of all, you really, really want to know. You don't want to learn something that you really don't want to know. I always tell people, if you're going to learn something, learn it to the best of your ability and actually take action and use it if you can in life, okay? So if you're a person like me, I'm not a person that really likes to write a lot. I'm not a writer per se, and I know that. So for me, I challenge myself to write in journals. I challenge myself to just write down how, you know, how I feel throughout the day. I challenge myself to watch webinars that I'll watch, and I'll take notes. I used to just watch like a webinar or watch something on like YouTube, and I'll take my recorder and I will let it just record so I could just listen to it later on. But a lot of currently, you know, now I said, you know what, let me challenge myself to actually writing stuff down, because when you're writing things down, you remember it better, other than just listening to it. Writing it down, you remember it because you're writing it down and you're saying it at the same time, so you're focusing more on what the content is. So I challenged myself to start writing a little bit more, especially when I'm listening to something and taking notes, because I'm really good at turning on the recorder and just letting the recorder go for itself. Just let the recorder go until that particular lecture is over, or whatever I'm watching on YouTube is over, or whatever webinar is over, and then I'll just listen to it. And, you know, but I found out when I actually do write things down, I do have the tendency to remember it a little bit better than just listening to it all the time, you know, once or twice. So then I have it in the notebook written down, and I don't have to pick up the phone and go get the, put, you know, search for the recording, because, you know, once you put so many recordings into a phone, you kind of got to go search for it. So I can just go to my notebook and I can say, oh yeah, this was done on May 15th. 2020 at about 6 p.m. because I always like to write the time when I write stuff down. I like to write the time down too. So it's funny because I do that with bills too. If I pay a bill, I'll mark it down and then I'll write the time when I paid the bill. I know. But, you know, challenge yourself to do things that you normally wouldn't do. Like I said, for me, I'm just not a writer. I just like to listen and, you know, record. That's just one of my favorite things, to just record everything I see or everything I do. So the bottom line, let's recap a little bit. You know, you want to, you know, while we're in this pandemic, you want to reevaluate yourself on certain areas of your life, whether that's health, relationship, wealth, education, spirituality, or career. So you want to make sure, you know, just check in all those areas and see what part of the areas where you can improve the area and go from there, because we can always improve in every area of life. Every aspect of life we can improve without a doubt. A lot of people, you know, say, well, my relationship is just my relationship. Well, you know, my health is just my health. You can't just say that. If you know you have high blood pressure, there's a way to get blood pressure down. If you know you're overweight and your doctor told you to lose 50 pounds, just go ahead and lose the 50 pounds. But don't think in your head 50 pounds. Think 5 pounds. And then when you get to that 5 pounds, think another 5 pounds. And then when you get to that 5 pounds, think another 5 pounds. Do you know by the time you get to 50 pounds, you may have even dropped 65 and not even realize you did it because you did it on a 5 pound increment? So, you know, break things down in a smaller version, especially when it comes to health. Education, like I said, I spoke about education earlier. Find something online that you can learn right now while you're home. Find something online that the family can learn. You know, make it a family thing. Education is every day, learning every day. You can learn something for you to implement into the family, especially, you know, you can just go online and say, you know, 10 things married couples should do with their kids at home. And Google will pop up so many different things for you to listen to, for you to read and figure it out. You can build so much right now with your families at home. You know, when my nephew came over the other day, and I haven't seen him in a couple months due to what's going on. So I said he called me and asked if he can come over. I said sure. So he stayed 5 days with me. And in those 5 days, he's 9, and he always wanted to be on his tablet, always wanted to be on the phone, always be on his tablet. I'm a person that don't like to cook. So if I use my stove and I cook for him, that means he can't be on his tablet or his phone. He has to stop doing everything, sit down and eat, and we have conversations while we were eating. That's a good way of bonding with your loved ones. So what I want, you know, I want everybody to not look at this pandemic as something that's negative. I don't want people to getting too depressed about what's going on. You know, they can't go to work, they can't go to the movies, they can't go to the bar, they can't go to the malls. They can't, you know, they just, you know, just can't. Just think about it. Then with graduation, you know, kids aren't they're not able to walk across the stage. Your kid is just not able to walk across the stage. Again, don't look at that as a negative. They completed a major accomplishment. And, like, do something for them fun in the house or in your backyard with the family. So I am going to leave that there. This, again, is Vanita DeReese with Create Your Own You. Peace and blessings to everyone around the world. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Enjoy.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.